This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're all ready into hour two. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're talking to Lou White, who's written a great book. I read it about 2 years ago, Fossilized Customs. We're talking about Halloween Samhain. Samhain is the proper name. And I've talked about this many times. This is what the New World Order is. It's mind control, okay? Even if you don't believe in God, you know, believe in Christ, Yahweh, you still need to understand, even if you're an atheist, that the globalists are into the occult. They do worship these ancient gods, and this is how they operate. It's the symbols of the major corporations. It's all hidden right out in the open in plain view. It's like Coca-Cola. It's called Coke. You tell somebody it's because it used to have cocaine in it, they'll laugh at you. Fossilized customs. And there's millions of these, millions. They're all around us. And to understand what's happening today, you've got to know the past. Now, we've talked about, and it's important to understand, that the witch doctors knew the cycles, when to plant, what to do. They used that hidden knowledge, as the globalists do today, through ignorance of the population to control them through superstition to scare them into submission. And as a measure of that control, they would make them give some of their children every year, whether it was Babylon or Tyre with Moloch, or the Babylonians or the Druids, to them to be sacrificed. And that's what Samhain or Samhain or Halloween is. And that's the historical fact. And now the encyclopedia even admits it. But his book, Mr. White's book, even goes into more detail on that. So, again, for just a little bit more on Halloween, what they would do on the eve of November 1st.
Okay. They would offer gifts. Each person would put a gift outside their home. And this is where the trick-or-treat thing comes from. And, of course, it was an offering to the spirits of the dead who were thought to be walking the earth because time stood still. And they would, the Druids would disguise themselves, and, of course, the people would too, but they mainly stayed indoors. But the Druids would walk the earth, and the people would look out their windows and see these people. And they couldn't recognize who they were, but the Druids were taking these gifts and offerings, food mostly, and if they didn't really like the offering, they would decide to take that that family and have one of their children offered as a human sacrifice. And the fat from the children, the child, was turned into a candle and put into a gourd, and that was put at the door of the home.
And that's exactly what we see is that fossilized custom today, hidden in plain view.
Mm-hmm. It's right out in the open. But you see, the thing of it is, as followers of the true Creator, instead of embracing these pagan cultures, we're told to not learn them. And Deuteronomy 12, we're not to learn how they serve their mighty ones, and we're not to serve Him in their way. So the one we obey is the one we serve. So
now, I do not celebrate Halloween.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to, you know, focus on Christ at Christmas. It's very hard to do, the peer pressure.
Yeah, when we obey a pagan custom, we're obeying that. Maybe we can think of it as secular, but when we practice something that is an abomination from paganism, where formerly pagan deities were worshipped, we're embracing them, and He knows it. But, you know, you have to look at it from His heart, not your own, but. You know, the one we obey is the one we serve. So if we're not obeying Him, but we're obeying something else like peer pressure or cultural pressure, something our parents taught us, we're not really obeying Him. We're obeying something, another process.
And it is ritual. That's what ritual is something that's passed on.
And, you know, there's a scripture that says that in the last days, the Gentiles will actually come before Him and say, our fathers have inherited nothing but lies and things of no profit. And, you know, that's a good thing to know.
Absolutely. Stay there, Lou White.
Mm-hmm.
We've got calls coming up, and I want to get more into Samhain, Samhain, Halloween, and then some of the other holidays, Ishtar. the rabbit, fertility, eggs. What does a bunny rabbit and eggs have to do with Christ's resurrection? But you notice, see, they've superimposed that over it in plain view. Go look up Ishtar. It's a rabbit, folks. It's eggs. Be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster with a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look around you on Samhain, Samhain, Halloween, death, culture of death, blood, darkness, ghouls, ghosts, goblins, black hoods. When I snuck into Bohemian Grove in midsummer 2000 and caught world leaders engaged in a satanic ritual, that's been on national TV, by the way, folks, footage I shot globally, they said, yeah, Mr. Jones snuck in and got footage, and yeah, we do a ritual, but it's just for fun. See, it's all just for fun. It's occult. It's hidden in plain view. That's the New World Order's, one of their favorite tactics, and it's amazing, my friends. We're talking to Lou White, who's written a very insightful book, and it's called Fossilized Customs. Continuing, Lou, with the history of Halloween. How did Halloween get back into our culture? I mean, it wasn't back into American culture until, what, the 1950s?
Well, it came over to this country after, well, the original colonies here wouldn't even allow people to celebrate Christmas because they knew what it was. And anyway, when the Irish came over during the famine that was going on in Ireland back in the 1840s and 1850s, they brought over here thousands and thousands of Catholic people that had this Druid acculturation, you know, we call Halloween and Christmas with them, and they settled into their little communities in the various urban areas, and everybody saw what they were doing, and they started to imitate it. So it became, you know, embraced and loved, and we taught our children to do it. And
now,
and of
before
course, children,
before
you know.
We get 20 calls, Lou, saying you're bashing Catholics, I want to make it clear, folks, that what we're saying is that the Catholic Church was in Rome, and they talked about watch out for false prophets. The Bible says that. And so you had real Christianity there. You had the, you know, the teachings of Abraham there and the prophets, people like Moses. That was all there. But from day one, you've always had the occult trying to get its snout back into things. And then when the Catholic Church went into the Gauls and the Germans and into the people in England, the Druids, they tried to cover that up by putting saints over it. It didn't work. It just crept back in and is now taken totally back over. I had read that it really got popular in the 50s. How did it grow into what we see today?
Well, it just get bigger and bigger. I mean, from the 1850s, it just mushroomed slowly up into the second. It takes about 100 years for a custom to really get into full swing, but Santa Claus happened a little quicker, but in the 1930s, he transformed into this full-grown man from a green little elf, and Coca-Cola promoted that widely with their own colors, you know, the red and white, and of course the Coke bottle shape to his body. It all changed, you know, rapidly, but the it isn't really, you know, anything other than the enculturation and the wide embracing of these other people.
Let's go into that. Now, again, I've had major publishers on, major authors. I've read AP articles. This is in the encyclopedia. You have it's called an English Christmas, and in the 1700s, 1800s, they had to ban it for a while because of riots, deaths, rapes, killings, and their mascot was an evil elf, looked like a gremlin with sharp teeth, Freddy Krueger. He was called Santa Claus, and he is Satan. And then, Coca-Cola in the 40s and 50s, suddenly it's a guy in a red outfit. And then people think, oh, no, that's what Santa Claus has looked like forever. Can you go over that for us?
Yes, it started out, like you just described it, for centuries. This thing was some kind of a druid elf from the forest that had other elves or fauns or friends or whatever, and, you know, They believed in a lot of woodland creatures, including satyrs and things. Anyway, this creature of the Druids was embraced into the religion of Catholicism among the Irish, and they and the Dutch had this myth of some fellow named Nicholas, and when the English people heard the Dutch talking about this fellow called Saint Nicholas, they were saying it in an abrupt way. They said Saint Nicholas, and they took it down as Santa Claus, and that's where the word comes from, according
now,
to
basically,
the encyclopedia.
He was a Grendel-like creature, a larger elf, chief demon.
Right.
He would come out of the forest in the dark of winter to grab and eat people,
mm-hmm.
And then now this is our loving Santa Claus, that's interesting. And by the way, he would punish good people. Now they do the inverse of it and say, oh, no, he punishes bad people.
That's right. Yes, he would reward people too, you know, depending on whether or not they would submit to his rulership. But you know, it's all just basically paganism. But they brought it into this fireplace thing, and in a funny way, because see, the hearth or the fireplace in the home was always lit by the local pagan temple's fires. And that was, of course, associated with sun worship, because fire and the sun were thought to be the same thing.
Keep the home fires burning.
Yeah. So the whole chimney thing was all brought in because that was the most sacred place in the pagan's home. And
he would appear in the fire.
Yes. Yeah.
Now going back to Samhain, Samhain, Halloween, what would they do to these children? I mean, again, this is... they found the boneyards, the bonfires. They found the bones. They found thousands of what they call bog people, adults. They would bash their brains out, slit their throats, and throw them into a peat bog. But with children, they like to burn them. Can you go over that for us?
Yes, in this time of year, they had four principal times of the year. The Illuminati will actually continue to do these things out in the open.
Yeah, what
like
is midsummer
saying
that the Grove does to Moloch?
That's basically what we're seeing is Moloch worship. Yeah,
the global elite celebrate that July 15th. Any significance to that?
Well, that would probably correspond to at or near the summer solstice when the sun was. That's where we get Father's Day, as a matter of fact. I mean, in the middle of the summer, when the day is the longest that it'll be and the night's the shortest in the northern hemisphere, this was one of the times of the year when the pagans would have to, you know, demand sacrifice. And
by the way, the Hawaiians sacrifice people on these days. This is global.
Yes, it is. And it's just done a little bit differently in different places, but it's all over the earth. And it's South America, Tahiti, everywhere. But it all comes from Babylon originally because of Nimrod worship, which is actually Satan. I mean, you know, Nimrod was a real man, but, you know, when he died, his son Tammuz was supposedly his reincarnation.
See, Tammuz, again, the name of the nuclear reactor in 81 the Israelis blew up.
Yeah. But anyway, at this time of the year, particularly today, it was All Saints Day tomorrow by the Catholic. They were covering up the festival of Samhain by revising it, you know, and reinventing it, so they made it All Saints Day.
They're trying to co-opt it, basically.
Yeah, co-opt it or camouflage it. There's nothing to be feared by looking at the truth, though, but you see, this stuff is all wrapped up with a lot of emotion, you know, and so when you reveal the false stage.
But it's in the encyclopedia.
Yeah, it is.
Folks, this is 101. If you read a lot like I do, you see it in your textbook in college. You see pieces of it in National Geographic. You see it in the dictionary.
And when we train our children, see, the thing of it is, the faith of Abraham and our Savior is, of course, family-oriented, and we teach our children. Not somebody else teaches them, but we teach our children. That's how the information is passed on.
But the occult is always used by the government.
That's right, and also established religions too. They brush elbows a lot.
Now I want to go back to something I heard you talk about on Dave and Joyce's show. This is important because the globalists are all about secret knowledge to control us. That goes back to the witch doctor saying, "Do what I say." Are the moon's going to be eaten by the snake tomorrow? They knew it was an eclipse. The people would see this, be terrified, follow their orders. They became the ruling class. Caesar wrote about this in the Battle for Gaul, what he saw with the Druids and how they terrorized the people and controlled them. This is ancient mind control, is it not?
Exactly. It's not any different, really, right now. Because it's all excused because it's only for the children. Well, of course it is, because that's the way that enculturation occurs. You first, for example, when a religion or a state power like Catholicism would move into a new area, they would start working on the children first, so that when the older people died off, whatever they thought was going on would be forgotten.
Well, we saw this with the Hitler Youth. We see this with the Soviets. We see this with the CPS, the public schools today.
Yeah. So it's all it's always constantly under revisionism, you know. So the religious reasons are all overlooked or they're thought to not be important, you know. But the origins of things. It's very important because what it amounts to is, who are we obeying when we practice these things?
Well, let me read from the Herald Tribune, one of the 10 biggest papers in England, mainstream. The preceding night was believed to be the time when the spirits of the dead returned to walk the earth to celebrate the event. Celtic priests known as Druids built sacred bonfires, and the people wore costumes and animal heads and skins.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes into, for some conservative Christians, this apparent pagan link is reason to denounce modern-day celebration. But again, it's admitted that they would burn babies in this fire.
And not only that, but they had a lot of other little weird things they did, like the bobbing for apples thing that happens this time of year. That was actually, they had people that they didn't like, or prisoners or foreigners, actually bob for the apples. And they said, but the thing of it is, the water was boiling. And they would, they would probably die slowly. But the thing of it is, it would kill all the skin on their face trying to get one of these apples. They said, if you can get this apple with your teeth, we'll let you go. Well, they had to go into this boiling water to get it. That's what the bobbing for apples came from. It's all Druid, you know.
It is, folks, and it's in every culture, it's everywhere, and whether it's Protestant or Catholic, you see this stuff, I mean, you see this stuff worldwide. It's everywhere, and we need to be able to address it. We're going to come back and cover whatever Mr. White wants to discuss, then we'll go to Howard, Mark, Mike, Joe, and others. Stay with us.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience, who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
So many things are hidden in plain view. Symbol for CBS, Time Warner, Exxon, the Double Cross. All of it is openly, admittedly, occultic, satanic, ancient. Mr. White, we're talking to Lou White, author of an amazing book. We're talking to him about, well, what's just beneath the surface. Real quick before we go to Howard and Mark and Mike and Joe and others, Easter. Now, openly, it's the fertility god, and again, they've covered up the resurrection of Christ with that. It's not just that these pagans are out there engaging in their pagan ceremonies publicly and no one even sees it when it's 1 inch from their face, but on top of it, they love to cover up and move the dates of Christian holidays, don't they?
Yes. If you look up the word Easter in a Webster's dictionary, it'll raise the hair on your skin because it's actually Satan. It's another, I mean, he's neither male nor female, but he'll accept worship under any pagan name. But it was Ishtar originally in Babylon. It mutated to Isis and Astarte, which all means star. It's stellar worship is what it is. And, you know, it was embraced by the Celtic people and the Druids, and these people worshipped the same. It's actually the deity of the witches, you know. I mean, it's one of those things.
Yeah, it's getting into the worship of the female side. When I was in the Grove and watching this hour-long satanic ceremony, this has been on Trio Network, BBC, everywhere, folks. You know, this is mainstream news. They admit I snuck in and got this footage. This is where George Bush goes at the Bohemian Grove, which means a gathering of witches, of warlocks. And I went to this, and I snuck in, and they announced the owl or the bull, Moloch, as a male and as a female. They worshipped it in both ways, two separate ceremonies. That is deep Babylon mystery religion, is it not?
It's occult, yes. That's what it means, hidden. Under the surface, the people that are not initiated can look at it and not know what they're seeing. But the people that are initiated in it understand what's happening really, and that's why it's called the occult.
They also said, we command through the power of the owl that all the dead who have been a member of this grove over 120-something years, that you be here now. They also conjured their spirits. Is that a Christian conservative thing to do?
That's against Isaiah chapter 8 and Deuteronomy. It's, you can't contact the dead. I mean, even Saul, the first king of Israel, went to the witch of Endor. Wicca is also a Druid thing, but witches have been around since Babylon. I mean, the first witch was probably Nimrod's wife, Semiramis. And Saul consulted this witch, and really didn't see Samuel. I mean, that was some demon that he was talking with. But you know,
unbelievable. Let's. Anything else you want to add before we go to these calls?
Oh no, let's get the calls.
All right, Howard. Howard in Tennessee, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
No, Alex, it's Howard from Texas.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Hey, Lou White, you are right about everything, pretty much what you're saying, except for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
There were the ones who wrote the authorized version, those theologians, they were in a very much a Puritan flavor. They were against the occult. The purpose of Easter put into Acts had to refer to the Romans. That was their one of their big national holidays. All it is a reference to their holiday. It doesn't mean it's the Christian. It doesn't mean it was Christian.
Well, he didn't say that. He said it's Ishtar, Easter. It's right there.
Yeah,
well,
I know, but yeah. I mean, I'm talking about when I heard him on
on the other show. Yeah.
On Joyce and Dave's show.
Oh, I wasn't contesting the fact that they may have had that intention. I was just saying
what they did. That's all they did.
But I was saying that was still a very blatant error because the underlying Greek word is Pascha. I know what you're saying. Though.
Look, bottom line, I don't want to get into a big esoterical debate. We're here talking about the history of these words. They admit that Ishtar is Easter. Okay.
I know, Alex. It's just I was saying is the transcripts that they had. That's what they used.
Yeah.
And they got the transcripts now, and there's been a war going on about that deal.
Yeah.
But
I'm not here bashing Protestants or Catholics or anybody. I'm trying to get folks to just think about history, think about words, think about these fossilized customs.
Yeah. Well, basically, what I was saying is. The enemy, one thing I agree with you, the enemy likes to revise history.
Mm-hmm.
Either destroy the books, history, or change it so that it means something different than
okay.
what
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Appreciate that, Howard. Mark, Mike, Joe, and others, you're up next. You want to join us on air? 1-800-259-9231. We've got a guest with us for another 30 minutes. And then I'm going to get into a bunch of the other global news. from bioweapons to the war in Iraq to the economy to the police state. We're going to cover it all. It is your satanic holiday. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition with the help of a predictive dialer. With a predictive dialer, your sales increase automatically as you eliminate no answers and answering machines. Imagine a live body on every call. Take the guesswork out of accidental calls to people on state or federal do not call lists. These kind of mistakes can cost a company thousands of dollars. GTI Technologies also offers a full line of computer telephony products such as interactive voice response and appointment confirmation systems and services. Call GTI Technologies toll-free today at 877-518-5888. Find out how GTI Technologies can increase your company's bottom line. Get a free information package to learn more by calling 877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888 or visit www.gticelcom.com for more information and put some predictability into your business.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambient, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family. My friends, Alex Jones back live. It's Halloween, and we're just talking about the historical facts of Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and all those ghosts and goblins that run up and down your street while the numbers of kidnapped children and murders, of course, will explode throughout today and the weekend. Just the facts, just the statistics, the numbers. We're about to go to Mark, Mike, Joe, Mike, Linda, and others that are patiently holding. And before we go back to our guests and tell you how to get this great book, Fossilized Customs, I do want to remind the listeners that I'm a documentary filmmaker. I've made 10 films. The 10th has just been released. It is The Matrix of Evil. We interview Congressman Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, Congresswoman, former Congresswoman. We talk to Frank Morales, police state expert, Colonel Craig Roberts about the New World Order and gun control. Excerpts of three of my best speeches, including throwing out the Patriot Act here in Austin, my testimony before the city council, a lot of news clips and documents. We cover everything from government-run white slavery rings, Cynthia McKinney gets into that, the government-sponsored terror, to Ron Paul talking about those in Washington believing in one-world government, to the cashless society control grid. It's a great new film, The Matrix of Evil. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And you can download for free the trailer of the new film. Check it out for yourself or order the videos there online. The films are $25.95 a piece. Order three or more of any of the 10 titles, or 301 title if you want, and they drop down to $20 a piece. That's a substantial discount, $18 discount. The new book I published, Ordered Out of Chaos, is out, about government-sponsored terror, details it by Paul Watson, $19.95, over 300 pages. Order a second copy for $11.95 to give as a gift when you get one, to educate folks. You're authorized to make copies of my videos to get them out to people, talk show hosts, county commissioners, sheriffs, opinion makers, your pastors. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. I shot the ritual, got video of it, got all the news articles about what they do in there on top of it. It's a real place. The toll-free number to get the videos is, or the books or any of the items, is 1-888-253-3139. Operators are there right now at 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via our secure online shopping cart. Don't wait. Take action. Now, going back to our guest, author of Fossilized Customs, Lou White's an excellent little book. I read it about 2 years ago. Couldn't find it this morning when I was digging around for it. How long is the book, and how much does it cost, and how do folks get it?
Well, there's 148 pages. It's a soft cover, and it has numerous illustrations, a lot of documentation. And you can order it by calling 1-877-817-9829, and it's only $7.95 plus $2 shipping and handling.
And by the way, Dave and Joyce are the ones selling and putting out good info, so you support the Power Hour. When you do that, what's that phone number again?
It's 1-877-817-9829.
Or thepowerhour.com. There's a link there.
Right.
And that's very important. We'll get that out again before you leave. Let's go quickly, folks, to appreciate you holding, to Mark in Texas. Go ahead.
Hi. I want to commend Mr. White, first of all, for his book. I do have it, and I do recommend everybody get it. And I want to commend him for restoring the true Paleo-Hebrew names of the Father and the Son, which have been lost through the English translations. And I just had two real quick questions I wanted to ask Mr. White. Was Jesus the name of the Hebrew Savior taught by the Jewish apostles?
No, it wasn't known on the earth until approximately the 16th century, because the Jesuits started to promote it based upon the Greek, and the letter J is less than 500 years old, and the S-U-S ending comes from the Greek honoring their deity Zeus.
Is it also true that the pronunciation Jesus came from the Latin form Jesus?
It is quite possible. However, that Latin had dropped some of the Greek letters.
Well, the name in the Bible or the Hebrew is Yahweh, correct?
That's Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh, yes.
Also, we know from Jeremiah 8:8 that the scriptures were prophesied to be mistranslated, and Daniel 7:25 says that they would change Yahweh's times and laws. Does that therefore make pagan Christianity a teacher of witchcraft?
Yes, I'm afraid that we are learning witchcraft because we're the servant of the one that we obey, whether we're obeying the adversary or we're obeying our father. And the customs that we embrace, such as Sunday or Halloween or Easter, see, Sunday's not in the scriptures. The first day of the week is mentioned a couple of times, but it has nothing to do with what they think. And halos, steeples, bells, statues, wreaths, all that holy water, it's all nonsense.
Okay, thank you for the call, Mark. Yeah, and for those that don't understand this, we'll go ahead and let Mark go. For those that don't understand this, let me boil it down. The obelisk in Egypt is the symbol of male power pointing towards the sun god, or, yes, folks, and this is the encyclopedia too, it is the male sexual appendage. Now, we see those drugged to Europe, put up in the squares in Paris and London and Frankfurt and Berlin, and we see them in D.C., we see them at San Jacinto Memorial in Texas, and we see them on top of the churches. And, folks, it is an admitted fact. That is a occult symbol, is it not?
It certainly is. The pagan religion was based upon sex. It even was taught in the calendar. That's where we get the spring and the fall feast in the pagan calendar. It's all impregnation.
They were the big orgy cults of Greece.
Right. And the temple prostitutes. you know, they were both male or female, you know. The Vestal Virgins, the whole priesthood of the pagans basically taught the worship of the sun, and they did it by means of the agricultural metaphor of sex.
All right, let's talk to Mike in Texas. Joe hung up. Mike in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Lou, can you give me the specific Bible references of where I can find that it pertains to bringing a tree into your home and decorating it with gold and silver, what we call the Christmas tree?
That would be at Jeremiah chapter 10. Of course, the all the mythology concerning that stems from Nimrod and Tammuz, which is where we get the... We get Lent from that. I mean, the 40 days of fasting, that's the weeping for Tammuz. That's the 40 days representing the 40 years of Tammuz's life. But the Christmas tree is described at Jeremiah chapter 10.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate that call. Let's go now to Mike in Tennessee. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes, welcome.
Oh.
Yes, it's so good to talk to you guys again. Brother Lou, this is Michael, your friend in Tennessee. Haven't spoken with you for a couple of weeks now. I'm sure glad to hear that you're on the air there today. And to begin with, I would like to start with a very serious warning that's given to the children of the Messiah in the Scriptures in areas that we are dealing with here today and all of the pagan Christian holidays. It's written in Malachi chapter 2 verse 2 that if you will not hear and if you will not lay it to heart to give esteem unto my name, says Yahweh of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already because you do not lay it to heart.
So the globalists were masters of even changing the name.
Yes. And I was appalled just a few evenings ago. I was riding through the little city that we live in here in East Tennessee, Maryville, Tennessee. And as I passed by the Christian churches along the way, I saw the Halloween decorations, the pumpkins, the witches, the ghosts, the warlocks, the shocks of corn. And as you said, there are so many pagan and occultic rituals that have been adapted by the Christian church. It can't get much more occultic than what it already is to be completely occultic.
Yeah,
and
right.
In searching the Scriptures, there's another warning that is very serious. It says that in Deuteronomy chapter 7, that when you participate in these things and acknowledge them and embrace them and cause your sons and daughters to go after other pagan gods, sun gods, and so forth, that the anger of Yahweh will be kindled against you.
Well, give not your children to the fires of Moloch. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 18 through 22 are good to look at.
I mean, the point here is that look at the fruits. I got somebody criticized me yesterday for talking about Pat Robertson. He says forced abortion is what China has to do.
All of the time.
I'm going to let you go, Mike. Thanks for the call. That's the cue to let him go, guys. Thank you, Mike. We got to get to other callers here. But whenever I read what Pat Robertson says, forced abortion is what China has to do. He said that, folks, on the record 2 years ago when he says Arnold's a good candidate, when he's for abortion, open borders, gun control. When all of this happens, I mean, that just shows you the fruits of this right out in the open. Comments, Mr. White?
Well, like I say, the Scriptures describe all this stuff all from the beginning to the end. The proverb that Peter quoted, a dog returns to its vomit and a washed sow returns to her rolling in the mud, he's describing the pagans that were washed and understood that they were living in delusion, but and they came out of it, and then they escape the defilements of the world, being these silly processes, and then they come into it and they fall back into it again because they don't have a good root, you know.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Mike. We're going to have time to take a few more calls. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Linda in Wisconsin, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. I'll try to be as quick as possible. I have a very good book here. It's called Celestial Symbols by Alan H. Barber. And the problem that I have, and it's not just with your guest, it's when I started listening to all of those that talked about the pentagram and the all-seeing eye on the dollar bill, etc., when I started to do my research, I found out that these symbols all come from God to begin with.
Oh, really?
And the all-seeing eye, Jesus, or God says to the Israelites, you are the apple of my eye, and there isn't anything that you do that God does not see.
Oh, come on, lady. Look, this is on all the enemy's banners. Hold on. It's on all the enemy's banners, the swastika, the tree, the eye, the eagle, all of it.
Alex, I just got through saying they all started out to be symbols of God and his teaching us the gospel. But then when wickedness enters in...
Well, yeah, counterfeit. I agree with you.
Lucifer takes the very same thing that belongs to God. Why do you think he took the pentagram? Because in Revelation 22:16, it says, the prophecy was fulfilled when the star appeared in Bethlehem on the night of the birth of Jesus. This is called the Star of the East and the Star of Bethlehem, and you can find it in old ancient churches. Not that the people were worshiping the star... It was the symbol of Jesus Christ.
Okay, let me see what our expert thinks. Mr. White?
Well, the symbol that we see in Scripture, we see a lot of examples and metaphors, but the principal symbol of Israel is the menorah, and it's also the emblem, the menorah, or the lampstand in Revelation 1. That's the symbol of our Savior. See, and he's walking in the midst of the seven lamps. That's the representing the symbol, the assemblies. You know, over this, over time.
You know, if I could just have something to say here, because when I hang up, you're going to get to talk some more. So, like the color blue, the blue that the United Nations has stolen and used that. Well, that's Jesus's color.
Well, the color blue is Zeus.
In the tabernacle, and it was taken. I took a Hebrew class, and they had to take that blue from a special fish and use it. I mean, it was God who told them to do that. And here's one last thing. In the Old Testament, when the Israelites were being bitten by the fiery serpents, God told Moses to make a serpent out of brass and then put it on a pole. And all the Israelites had to do was look upon it, not worship it, but look upon it, and they would be healed.
Okay, thank you for the call. Yes. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Comments to what she was saying?
Yes, I think what we have here is, you know, a case of somebody trying to justify a lot of the things that are in the occult, but she's absolutely right. A lot of things did get stolen, like the serpent and the staff is stolen by this Greek deity. I wouldn't even attempt to pronounce his name, Hephaestus or something, but it went into the medical community, but they borrowed it, you know. It wasn't something that the Israelites borrowed, but the pagans borrowed and assimilated all this stuff together.
Okay, absolutely. Let's talk to, I believe it's Bruce is up next. Bruce, you're calling us from Kentucky.
Yeah, give me the symbolism of the bunny rabbit and the eggs.
That basically came from the Babylonians, and it went through the Egyptians. And
fertility,
the
female side of Lucifer.
Yeah, see, the deity the Romans worshipped under the name Venus was Aphrodite in Greek, and it was Astarte or Astarte or Ishtar to the people of Persia and Babylonia, and they claim that between the Tigris and the Euphrates, one of those, I think it was in the Euphrates River, that they said that they claimed the myth of a egg fell out of the sky, and this deity that they worship, this female, came out of the egg among the bulrushes, and that's where we get the wicker baskets and the eggs and things, you know. And it's all Babylonian nonsense, but it's delusion, you know. But it's all over the earth now.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Does that answer your question, sir?
Yes, fine.
All right, thank you. Charles in Florida. Charles, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah.
The phones kind of sound weird. Can we, like, do something with that? Go ahead, Charles.
Yeah, I'd like to correct certain things you're saying. I'm not totally disagreeing with what you're saying, but the first place, Easter, if you look up in an etymology dictionary, comes from the goddess Eostre. Anglo-Saxon goddess doesn't come from Ishtar. Jesus, just because Jesus' name is spelled with a J, doesn't doesn't mean it wasn't in the original text here. For instance, you read in Matthew 18 here,
Charles, let me stop you for just a second. And then I'll let you talk. I'll hold you over when we have to. Look, whether it was the Aztecs or whether it was people in India or if it was people in Germania or in Gaul, which is France, I mean, I read what Julius Caesar said. He describes these rituals. Everybody was doing the same rituals, whether it was Hawaii or what is modern-day England. They're all doing the same stuff on the same days, according to the sun, according to the moon, according to the stars. And yes, this occultism is rampant globally. That's historical. That's mainstream. Comments, Mr. White.
Well, Charles is going into the etymology of the word J-E-S-U-S. And of course the Jesuits promote that name, but it comes from the Greek. But we have to forget the Greek. He doesn't have a Greek name. You have to go back and look at Acts 7, and you'll see the name J-E-S-U-S and Joshua. The underlying Greek letters are the same. So go back to the Hebrew, and you'll see Joshua's real name.
Yeah, all we're saying is, what's wrong with going back to the original language?
Yeah, Joshua, his name wasn't Joshua, it was Yahshua.
All right, I'll tell you what, I'll let you finish up, Charles. When we get back, stay with us, folks. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. Up with Charles, Bill, Everett, Elaine, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Look, this is just an exercise on learning history, the meanings of words, looking at what our customs are. And I mean, one of the strongest things that's been said here today, and this is the Coca-Cola brags about this, by the way, at their big national museum, that they took the image of Santa Claus in the late 40s, early 50s, made him black and white, the color of Coca-Cola, put him on all the Coke bottles, and then that was the image of Santa Claus. Before that, he was a evil elf. And that's mainstream stuff. Look at the power of the media. So the power today, power of the media today, think about them being able to come out and have Madonna and Britney Spears kissing on stage, and then suddenly I'm going to see a movie and I see teenage girls kissing each other outside with gang members surrounding them. They can sell us whatever they want with this culture unless we're aware of the fact that what they're trying to sell us may not be good for us, may not be based in reality. It's the power of this. And the whole New World Order system is about being hidden in plain view. It's about their symbols being out there. That's where they get their power, they believe, and they do get power from it. We were asking Lou if he could stay longer with us, and I think Pence was asking me, talking to him, but let's go back to Lou White. Lou, do we have you?
Yes, we do. I'm here.
Can you stay with us into the next hour?
Yes, I certainly can.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Before we go back to these calls, well, let's just go back to Charles and see what else he has to say. Go ahead, Charles.
Yes, the name Jesus could have just as well, since Jesus lived in Hellenistic area, it was Greek control, could be derived from the Greek word Jason. It means healer, which is identical to Yeshua, means Yah helps or saves. It has the same meaning. Hebrew and Greek are totally different, belong to totally different languages.
Well, sir, I mean, the Bible says Yahweh. I mean, why be defensive about, okay, it's Greek? And
it could be Greek. I'm just saying it could be.
Well, no, it says it's Greek. But
and Jason or Yason.
Okay.
Greek could mean
it could mean a lot of things.
Why the fundamentalists like your guest want to say for the last 2,000 years they didn't know Jesus didn't know how to pronounce his own name or the church father? Just no. Absolutely ridiculous. You're saying a typical fundamentalist that there was such a character as Nimrod. Point to me in any history book about Sumer that there was any god or any cultural hero like Gilgamesh that was Nimrod. That's just from Genesis. People of Israel were in captivity in Babylon. They totally corrupted names. They didn't know etymology. They didn't know that Babylon meant gate of the gods. They said it meant confusion of tongues. Of course, in Hebrew it meant that.
They were saying that it causes confusion.
Samuel Noah Kramer says in about the first book of Genesis, first verses about Jesus. Not Jesus. Adam and Eve. Adam in Sumerian means man, and Eve in Sumerian could be meaning rib or life.
Okay, thank you for the call, Charles. We're going to break and come back and take more calls in the next hour. Any other points you'd like to make for the audience that doesn't get to hear the third hour, sir?
Well, to address the last caller, defense of what they call the English word Jesus is actually a Jesuit thing that they derived, and it's less than 500 years old. But the original Savior's name, Yahshua or Yehoshua, was based upon the spelling of the prophet that we call or the leader.
Certainly, there are different translations and different meanings of words. But the point here is we're talking about Halloween being a satanic holiday.
It's true.
We're talking about Ishtar, Easter. That's admitted. We're talking about Santa Claus has nothing to do with Jesus Christ.
Right.
That stuff we can all agree on. Third hour coming up, folks, with our guest Lou White, and we'll talk to Bill and many others that are patiently holding in the third hour, and then I'll get into a bunch of other news items and other calls and other issues. We'll be back with the third hour. I hope you stay with us. Infowars.com is the website. The new movie, Matrix of Evil, is out.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water.